This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports on a Sunday morning. Once again, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here's Tom Ackerman on America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
All right, great to be with you. This spring training report is sponsored by St. Louis Composting, Growing Gardens and Making Memories, and by Norm's Bargain Barn and Wilkie Window and Door. And we're joined live in Jupiter, Florida by Matt Pauley. Thanks for your patience through the break. Matt, how are you?
I am good. Good morning. Good to be on with you.
It's always great to be with you. So, yeah, big news today. Nolan Arenado showed up early this morning, Starbucks in hand. A nice photo by Christian Gooden of the Post-Dispatch to get us rolling this morning. And he embraces Oliver Marmol, the Cardinals skipper. And we just played the audio that you sent. We appreciate that. What did you gather out of today? And while you're answering that, tell us the reaction, if you would. Kind of summarize what John Mozeliak and Ollie Marmol said.
Yeah, so all three individuals did talk this morning. So Nolan got here. He had one-on-one meetings with Mo and with Ollie. Ollie talked a lot about how great the meeting was, how wonderful he thought that Arenado's mindset was. And I think Arenado, in that audio you played, kind of talked about that a little bit. You know, there was a narrative last week about, is there going to be awkwardness with him being part of this club after they had publicly put him in the trade market? I don't think there's any of that whatsoever. Everybody is embracing him. Mo openly stated that they feel like the team is going to be better with him than without him. I know fans are going to then ask the question, well, then why were they ever going to trade him in the first place? They are going through this transitional period where they did want to give some younger players more of an opportunity. Having Arenado around absolutely is going to put a little bit of a roadblock to some of those things that they would have liked to have done. But now that he's here, the focus has very much shifted to, this guy can help the St. Louis Cardinals win baseball games.
Well, it was Mozeliak himself who said there would be an awkward moment and then they would all move on because they're grown-ups, and I think people just took the word awkward and ran with it. You heard it in the audio session there. The word awkwardness came out of Benjamin Hockman's mouth after he wrote a column that said, "Welcome to Awkward City." I mean, it was, you know, a lot of it was talked about, but this is baseball we're talking about. And once that initial, like, oh, hey, buddy, you know, and all that stuff was talked about, of course they put their suitcase down. When a player walks in, they unpack and they go play ball. And the guy's a player. I mean, I understand his swing is slower. He chased some pitches that he shouldn't have chased. He's dealt with some back issues, but he is still a competitor and actually still somewhat young. This isn't a guy who's about to retire. I mean, I think that with the right training in the offseason, sounds like he dropped some LBs, and looking at him, he looks like he's has dropped a few LBs. He'll pack on some weight during the season, but it's a pretty darn good player to add to your team, I would say.
Yeah, physically, he definitely looks trimmed down. His offseason was spent in the weight room. It was also spent doing some things like, you know, kickboxing and some other martial arts type things with the idea that that's going to help him with his bat speed, actually. So the numbers are out there, and the bat speed numbers were not great this past year. So he went into an offseason and said, you know, what can he do to increase bat speed? And by increasing bat speed, then he's going to be able to turn on the ball. He's going to be pulling the ball more. He's going to have more power, doubles, home runs, so on and so forth. So that was the focus of his offseason. And now he gets to start. You know, we're now less than a week away from the first Grapefruit League game. He said he expects to play a lot of games this year in spring. So we'll start to see in less than a week whether or not those changes he tried to make in the offseason are going to bear fruit here going into the season.
I think he's going to have a really good year. I think he will have a very good year. He's got a lot of pride. He's a battler, and he is going to have a good year as long as he stays healthy. Now, let's address the second elephant in the room now that we've had Arenado arrive at camp, and that is Nolan Gorman. Where does Gorman play? How does he get these 500 at-bats that they seek? I've been drawing up lineups, Matt, all morning long to try to play around with it. Here's one lineup that I came up with Gorman in it. Win, Donovan in left, Contreras.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Burleson at cleanup DH, Arenado third base batting fifth, Nootbaar in center field batting sixth, Walker in right seventh, Gorman batting eighth playing second base, and Herrera catching. Now, there's some really good bats in that lineup right there, I must say for myself. But I'm realistic, and I know that center field is probably not going to be Nootbaar. It's going to be Ciani or Scott. So I'll give you two others that I drew up real quick. Here's another one. Wynn, Donovan, Contreras, Burleson, Arenado, Nootbaar in left, Walker, Herrera, Scott. So I did not have Gorman in that lineup. I've got Donovan at second base. I don't know. It's interesting. How do you see Gorman getting what he needs now that they – and how do you see the rest of the lineup for that matter?
Yeah, so first off, let me be on the record that I think the first lineup that you mentioned is the lineup that's going to score the most amount of runs for the Cardinals this season, and I am hopeful that some version of that lineup is what we see more often than not. I'm not sure if that's going to be the case, but that's the lineup that I like. They are going to play – Gorman's going to be splitting time between second and DH, and then I think he's going to play third on the days that Arenado has off or the days that Arenado goes to the DH. They are going to play Gorman a lot at third during spring. John Mozeliak made that very, very clear earlier today. They still want Gorman to get time at third. So if there's an opportunity to put Gorman in the lineup at third, he's going to be there. If not, he's going to be the second baseman or the DH, and and nothing has changed in terms of them trying to get him those 500 to 600 plate appearances. That is still one of the number one goals of this season for the Cardinals. And it's when Ollie was asked about it this morning, he said, look, you know, Gorman's superpower, the thing that that's going to push him is his power. So as much as they want him to be a well-rounded player, as much as they want him to improve from a defensive standpoint, for Gorman this season, it's about being in the lineup. And whether it's second, third, or DH, they're going to make sure that he's in the lineup just about every day.
What else have you learned from spring training today? What are we looking at in terms of workouts? And let's switch over to pitching. How's the depth there?
Yeah, so today is kind of the actual pitchers that are throwing today. There's just a handful of them. Most of them are kind of guys who have been either in the minor leagues or, you know, like a Nick Anderson is throwing today. He's a non-roster invitee. Tinkens, Quinn Matthews, some of the top prospects are throwing today. But the guys who are guaranteed of big league jobs, they essentially are off today or throwing side sessions. Sonny Gray and Andre Pallante are going to throw on the side today. Things are going to really pick up tomorrow when it comes to the first full squad workout. And that's when we're going to start having a lot more fun out here. And these live BP sessions are going to include a lot more hitters. From a pitching standpoint, they continue to want to stretch out as many guys as possible. And then if those guys are going to be earmarked for the bullpen, they'll transition as spring training goes along. That's been talked a lot about with Matthew Liberatore. He is going to be stretched out. He's going to start in spring. And then Ollie said the other day, unless it hits the fan, he'll head to the bullpen. So later on in spring, they'll transition him to that. Probably same thing with Kyle Leahy. They are stretching him out as a starter. He'll get some time as a starter in Grapefruit League play, but I don't think we're really looking at him as a guy that the Cardinals are going to put into the rotation. So at some point, he'll be kind of slowed down as well.
Appreciate the time very much. Thank you for the report from Jupiter, Florida. Good stuff this morning as Nolan Arenado arrives at camp with full squad workouts beginning tomorrow. Matt Pauly, have a great one.
All right, thanks.
We have some big stuff coming. Josh Schertz, head coach of the Billikens at 10:30. Kenny Wallace on the Daytona 500 at 10:45. Lutz Pfannenstiel in studio at 11:05. John Mozeliak at 11:30. And then Bernie Miklas will wrap it all up for us at 11:45. Big show, sports on a Sunday morning. A lot more to come. Stay with us. We're back right after this.